Hello and welcome to the Business Made Human podcast, which is sponsored by Investec for your business. Now, in this rapidly evolving digital era that we are all living through, thanks to COVID and everything else that's accelerated digitization, it's really characterized by technology-led innovation and growing demand for hyper-personalization. I think everyone comes to expect that now in the online world, and to be able to customize things, and tech-savvy end users and early adopters certainly want more control over these digital experiences. They want to build like using Lego building blocks. However, the traditional financial services industry really lags other sectors in creating opportunities for clients to program their own banking experience. And you can understand why. It's a heavily regulated space. I'm Michael Avery, and I'm going to be your host for today.
In a world of numbers and high-powered deals, it's not uncommon to forget the human side of business. The side that's about relationships, support, and the comfort of knowing that someone has your back. At Investec, we do more than interact. We connect to build a relationship that's truly unique through a team of specialists who make it their business to understand yours. That's business made human. Partner with Investec for your business. Investec Bank Limited. A registered credit and authorized financial services provider.
And helping me gain some added insight into this topic is Davina Maharaj, who is head of programmable banking and API strategy at Investec, and Neil Withers, also part of the API team at Investec. Davina, Neil, great to have you in the studio with us and on the podcast. Now, Davina, the obvious question is, what exactly is programmable banking?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having us. I think programmable banking has been quite an interesting term that's been percolating at Investec for the last 2 years when we started this project. And I think we really started it trying to do exactly what you mentioned earlier, which is try and tailor an experience for our business and individual clients at Investec that they've never experienced before. And the idea around it is very simple. We as a bank acknowledge that we are not the experts in terms of what's going to make the best and most amazing client experience for our clients. Our clients are. And the idea around programmable banking is, how do we put tools in the hands of our business clients and our individual clients so that they are able to co-create with us what that banking experience should be? So programmable banking, in a nutshell, really is about giving our clients tools via new APIs, as well as existing banking functionality that will allow clients to create the experience they need in the systems that they work with every day. So rather than having to be ring-fenced and forced to use banking channels, how do we as a bank enable banking functionality in our clients' offices and in their homes?
And I mean, what you're talking about is really revolutionary. It may not be in some sectors, but certainly in the financial services sector, which is so heavily regulated, and, you know, in terms of your internal systems and processes, to open that up via APIs, I think it's a very bold move. It's certainly in the Investec DNA, though, to think and innovate in this way. Neil, how exactly is this set to change the financial services space, do you think?
Well, I think traditionally, banks gave the contact points, or at least gave the, you know, I guess developed the rule book on how they want clients to interact with them. What programmable banking does is it changes that slightly, because what we're saying now is we're sort of opening it up completely and saying to clients, well, here's an open slate. You know, you plug into us how you want us, how you want to plug in, and then you can use whatever front end, you can program your own rules, you can really customize your experience, which changes everything. So it's no longer being dictated to from a client experience point of view, but rather creating sort of your own world. So I guess one of the things that I think will definitely change is we are no longer selling a service, or we're no longer selling sort of an off-the-rack experience, but rather saying, you know, here is your open slate, play how you want. And what we might see in the market is, you know, if clients start to expect this from their private bank, and if they're multi-banked, we might see a run, or at least an expectation from other banks to start playing in the space as well, which makes it super exciting.
Yeah, it's certainly super exciting, I think, for an SME. Davina, if I'm an SME and I want to plug in my accounting software, I want to design something that's going to give me rich insights, management accounts, maybe do all of the mundane stuff around invoicing and that kind of thing, that really excites me, because then I can go out and do the cool stuff that I, you know, got into business to do. How do you see programmable banking revolutionizing financial services?
So, Michael, I think, you know, the concept of personalization has always been around, and in the last 5 years has been kind of top of mind in the individual space. And I think the individual sector has been front running this in the banking space. I think from an Investec perspective, we are looking at it very much in the business space, and specifically in the medium, mid-sized corporate space. Because traditionally, I think we think hyper-personalization or kind of contextual banking specifically for small, in the SME space or small businesses. But what we're finding is that it's not only the small businesses that want it, or the more advanced tech-savvy businesses. We are seeing that mid-sized corporates who have grown up in the traditional business banking space are feeling quite frustrated at the moment with kind of being limited to what current traditional banking has offered them. And I think for us, it's quite exciting because this spans not only the SME space, but specifically the mid-market and the larger corporate space, where we're seeing that the need to directly integrate with the bank, not to the traditional hard host-to-host type mechanisms that we've had over the last 20 years in banking, where there's a requirement for large infrastructure tech investment from both clients and banks. We're seeing that actually the very easy API 1 or 2 week integrations that happen now between a bank and a client is made possible by technology. And that, I think, is going to revolutionize the way business start experiencing banking. So, for instance, we've got many companies at the moment at Investec that are using programmable banking. And some of the things that they're doing is not only the standard ERP integrations with Sage, Xero, and your standard accounting packages, but they've taken the ability to write specific rules onto your corporate card, for instance, and develop entire expense management systems in their own client systems, which is very different and a different approach. So I think where I see business banking, and I think from an Investec perspective, our approach is very simple. Businesses know what they need and how to create operational efficiencies in the most efficient and optimized way for themselves. We are not the experts in that. But what we are going to do is we are going to partner with every single business that banks with us and say, what do you need in order to make your company the best it can in its sector? And in doing that, we're going to try and create patterns using programmable banking in specific industries. So in the construction sector, in the medical sector, how do we make sure that every single company in that sector is able to experience programmable banking in a totally unique way to them?
And one of the things that we're seeing really from a practical point of view is when we have initial, let's call them kickoff meetings with these companies that are interested in programmable banking, we're no longer just meeting the CEO or the CFO or the decision maker around procurement. We are sitting in calls where a CTO or CIO is being brought in right from the beginning of the conversation, someone that knows their tech infrastructure, knows what's needed from an integration point of view, and they're at the forefront of the conversations, so they are directly making the decision, where I think traditionally it was very much a CEO or CFO decision. So it's really interesting that tech is at the forefront of these conversations.
I think that certainly comes through just in the broader conversations I have during earnings periods with CEOs, just how important thinking about digital embedded into the broader business strategy from the center is, rather than bringing it in from the side. And I think every single industry is realizing that this is the future and this is the way you've got to go. That said, Davina, surely, though, you must be giving your chief risk officer a few sleepless nights, because, as I said in the introduction, you do operate in a highly regulated environment. So to open up your APIs is still a bold move.
100%. I mean, the reality is, and we are very strong on this point, Investec is a bank, and we are regulated, and our clients trust us. So we have a huge responsibility in terms of security concerns, regulatory concerns, and from a risk and compliance perspective, this industry is quite heavy, and in terms of the burden that, that is placed and the responsibility we have. In approaching this project, when we started 2 years ago, the first thing we did was specifically have a governance and security forum that was formed as part of this team. And what was really exciting for us is that the big challenge for us was to say, how do we open up banking within the relevant constraints that we have? So our entire banking strategy, our API strategy at Investec, is built very much taking the lead from our PSD2 implementation in the UK, where the EU is leading the charge there from an open banking perspective around PSD2 as it stands. So we've built everything based on the highest levels of security standards that exist out in the world today.
Right.
And I think that I'm really pleased to be working in an organization where the risk and compliance communities are not the traditional, as they call it, business prevention officers. And they actually are guys that are putting on their solution caps every day and coming to work side by side with us in terms of what it is. To Neil's point, I think what's really important for us is that when we sit with a client when it comes to business banking, we're not only sitting with a banker. We're sitting with developers and a hybrid team that actually meets with a client in every single meeting. And we're seeing that's making a huge difference. Mm. We've had a number of meetings where we've had the risk, security, cyber people sit in with us, with our clients, so that we can actually think and co-create together. So I'm feeling pretty comfortable that we're taking the necessary measures to safeguard our clients' banking.
So no one's going to be preventing your team from doing what they do best, and that's innovating. It's delivering what I think all consumers are going to be looking for in the business segment in future, and taking the lead using the best regulatory rails in the EU, where we're probably not quite there yet in the local market, but that's generally where we get our regulatory cues from. I see also, Davina, that you are looking at IT professionals as a new client segment, and we know the Investec brand has been built around servicing professionals. Who are you targeting here, and just tell me a little bit more about why you've now gone into the IT segment in particular?
So Michael, this is a really something close to my heart. Looking after digital at Investec previously, I had a team of about 100 developers who, you know, I spent probably 15-hour days with, and I've started to wonder why, as a private bank, we were not focused on IT professionals. Because if you think about traditionally, Investec started with CAs, doctors, lawyers, the traditional professionals that maybe your parents told you to be when you were younger. But as our world is evolving, the actual disruptors in every single industry worldwide are tech professionals, are software developers who are actually creating and making new things in every industry. So it was a bit weird for me, to be quite honest, that we were not banking them. And we engaged in multiple conversations as a business and realized that we would be missing a trick, to be quite honest, if we didn't open our private banking value proposition to target the segment specifically. It was actually with this idea in mind that we actually had the idea of programmable banking, because what we wanted to do was, number one, allow software developers and engineers to bank with Investec, because they are one of the most significant professions in the world today. And secondly, we wanted to make sure that these developers and engineers had the tools to help us co-create what the future of banking would look like.
Yeah.
And that, for me, is super powerful. So they are going to be instrumental in our API strategy and Investec going forward.
Yeah, I mean, they are the digital natives in this space, Neil. And my parents just told me not to become a journalist. I didn't follow their advice, obviously. But if you look at the opportunity set here in opening up to IT professionals, and it was announced a while back, how well has it been received? Are you seeing IT professionals coming in using the sandbox that you've created to play and build and create new things, Neil?
I think so. We've had an absolutely positive response from the IT community. And I think having Investec as a private bank, really identifying and accepting these IT professionals as clients, it really has solidified, I guess, the importance that the IT professionals play in the industry or in the economy at the moment. I mean, our previous, you know, as Davina said, sort of the CAs, the actuaries, the engineers were very much seen as safe bets, where I think, you know, by us saying we now accept IT professionals, it's really not only open up markets for us or opportunities for us, but I think within the IT segment, they're starting to feel the love a little bit, and they've started to say, well, we're being taken seriously in the economy. So, As we've opened the doors, it's been very well received, and you know, through our partnership with OfferZen, you know, really having someone that understands the software engineer market, it's only helped us not only bring on clients but really understand what the needs are, what they feel is important in a bank account, and through that, they've helped us create new approaches to banking and new features that we think could be important, not only from a personal banking point of view, but obviously from a business banking as well.
Yeah, I mean, from an ethos of knowing that you don't know everything, to your earlier point, Davina, this really is about saying, well, let's bring those creators, let's bring the coders and developers into the ecosystem and see what they create. And you just don't know what's going to happen from that process, but you know it's going to be something that'll deliver an enriched product suite or innovation set over time. And it was a very interesting conference that I was hosting for IT where not too long ago, talking about business analytics and business intelligence and coding and developing skills. And the lack of skills that we have in South Africa, I think there are 6,500 placements on LinkedIn, job opportunities for that particular skill set that couldn't be filled. In Singapore, it was 10 times that. It was 60,000. So it's a global issue. We don't have enough developers and coders. It is the skill of the future. And I think very much forward-looking to open up to IT professionals. Talk to me about OfferZen, though, and that partnership, because that seems to be very exciting in the fintech space.
I think that was a very strategic partnership for us for one reason that was top of mind. They are mission aligned to us in the sense that they are a South African homegrown company that has a passion around fueling South Africa's economy by developing the software engineering skill set in South Africa. The entire business model is based on unlocking the potential of developers in South Africa. And for us, that was a real mission and purpose alignment that Investec feels very strongly about. So we partnered with them on two levels. One is to help us with the developer community for Investec and enabling access to developers in South Africa to get access to banking services and tools via APIs so that they can create and build things that we have never even imagined of. And to date, we have 500 developers, or it's more now actually in the last 2 months, it's increased quite a bit in terms of having those developers come in, firstly, bank with us, and experience what private banking looks like at Investec, but also to help us co-create using the APIs that we have available and our programmable card, both on the business sector, as something that's really awesome. So I think for us, specifically what we're seeing is that banking a developer isn't really what we want. It's about really saying, come to Investec and help us create what the future of banking would look like. Whether you bank at another bank or not, is irrelevant. We trust in our brand that actually you will find value with Investec. But I think the more important thing is, how do we make sure you as an engineer have a role to play in what banking in South Africa and in the world looks like in the future?
Well, Davina, it certainly sounds like, I mean, you're working 15-hour days, you're ambitious, you want to drive this API strategy hard. But how do you see this just fitting into the broader digital strategy inside Investec?
Michael, I think, very simply, programmable banking is a component that sits within our API strategy at Investec. And the API strategy really is just building on what we've done over the last 10 years in the digital space. So building on our mobile experience, our web experience, and our flagship CSC experience, as the fifth channel of the bank. So we see the API strategy as being expanding on our existing channels. And very simply, an API channel is just about looking at another way for our clients to interact with us as Investec. If you think of the evolution of our channel strategy, clients can interact via their private banker. They can interact via the website. Over the last couple of years, the mobile phone has kind of overtaken all of our channels in terms of interactions, with over 90% of our clients using the mobile app at Investec. And what we're seeing is that the API channel is just going to become a faster, more closer way for you to interact with the bank. So programmable banking really fits in squarely and very comfortably against all of those channels. Mm-hmm. And in future features to come, you will see that programmable banking not only extends in the API channel, but also the mobile and web channel as well.
Well, I recall chatting to former CEO Stephen Kossoff about how the young pups are going to take the bank into the future. And it's quite clear that this API programmable banking strategy is part of a digital version of high touch. And it really is market leading. And you've got to commend the bank for being as bold as you are. And I'm sure many medium-sized businesses are going to be embracing this wholeheartedly. Thank you very much, Davina Maharaj, Head of Programmable Banking and API at Investec, and Neil Withers, also part of the API team at Investec. That's been the Business Made Human podcast, sponsored by Investec for your business. I've been your host, Michael Avery. Subscribe for free episodes on Iono FM, Spotify, Player FM, Pocket Casts, or really wherever you choose to get your podcasts.
The views expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm and should not be taken as advice or recommendations. Investec Bank Limited, an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider.